Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Ah, damn, I love that song.
It's another edition of the Ono Radio Show. We're here from Scumbag Studios.
Indeed we are.
And we're listening to some Motorhead.
Goddamn right.
With me here tonight, I've got Duncan.
As fucking always.
And Ty's back once again. Ty,
hey,
how you doing?
Hey, baby.
Yeah. All right, boys.
You know what's great about this song is this is the intro to the movie Airheads.
Is it really?
Yeah. I love that movie.
More about the movie Airheads and other stuff coming up on the Ono Radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does.
I hate taking weeks off, man.
Boo. I hate everything.
You know who else hates it?
Mark.
Mark from
Mark
England.
Fucking hates it. All right, Mark, I got to tell you, when you start paying me to not have a real job.
That's right.
And to fucking do this bullshit show that I love.
But can't always do because you're working.
Because sometimes
other bullshit to do.
We've got real fucking jobs.
Real fucking jobs.
Yeah. It might sound like that's attitude coming off of you, but he's really saying that if you pay us to do it, we'll actually be here.
Do it.
That's right. Yeah,
and
I know
goes
the exchange.
Out to everyone out there.
Everyone everywhere. Pay us to not have real jobs
donations.
So that we can bring this to you
every
week, multiple times a week,
donation
at the same
button.
Goddamn time. Every week.
The donation button is going up.
You've been saying that for months.
It's official.
You're both official.
I'm bound.
You're bound?
The donation button is going up. I'll hear that? Not me.
Oh. Not me. What'd
See?
You do?
I didn't do anything.
I know.
All I gotta do is wiggle some shit and then make it. Point is,
I thought that was the donation bucket noise. That's
yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be from now on.
Yeah, right. If you
way,
give
guys,
us money,
seriously.
Give us money. Otherwise, the show is going to sound like that.
Yeah. The donation button's going up this week. It's going to be on the Ono Radio. Not. I always do that. It's not on the onoradioshow.com. It's on
onoradioshow.com.
Big difference. So go there.
Because the onoradioshow.com is porn.
Is it? I've never been.
I don't know.
I mean,
I would assume it is. It's probably one of those things saying, "Oh, you can buy this."
We should get a second site that's a porno site.
Okay.
Anybody else down?
Why not?
I hear porn's a good, you know, it's lucrative.
Am I just in your left ear?
No.
Or is that just me?
That's just you. You're in both of my ears.
I'm in both your ears?
You're in both my ear holes, Owen.
See, I got you in both ear holes.
But you only got yourself in one.
I only got myself in one ear hole.
Well,
which that's never good. See, a pan to the right,
pan to the right, far left.
You got it.
I mean, no, not at all. But fucking
just,
A.
Yeah,
shit's dying everywhere. I think when I bash things around there, that probably.
Broke something.
Some effect, but
yeah.
Either way, we're going to continue.
You don't need to hear yourself in both channels anyway.
I don't. But the world does.
But we're hearing you in both channels.
Well, now, then I had the moon going on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ty's here, at least.
Yes.
So we got sound effects.
Thanks, fuck. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I like it when it gets sexy in the studio.
Porn.
We love porn.
Oh, God, not this early. I can't.
That was my new
don't
jam.
Do it this early.
I can't do it this early.
Do you want to hear my jam again? Hold on.
It's too early.
Are you going to start bitching?
No, I was going to start singing. I was
No. You know, I think that's part of the problem is that we have too much singing on the Ono Radio Show.
Oh, no, I think it's one of the the only
I agree.
good things about the show. man. I'm turning the mics down a little bit.
Just a little.
They're a little hot. You know?
Yeah, we are.
You know what I mean? Just a little hot.
A little hot.
I'm trying to pay more attention to these details, you see?
I know.
We're trying to fine-tune it, guys.
We're trying to fine-tune it
for the end listener.
And then just fucking super glue the knobs.
So that, you know, you don't get too annoyed with my voice and you know, you can't hate Duncan too much either.
That's not true.
There's a fine balance. I mean, not your voice, but just you in general.
No, I know.
So it's like...
I like it when people hate
me that much. I'm a lovable creature. Deep down.
Yeah.
I'm a very lovable creature.
Yeah, once you get past the beer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, beer is very lovable as well. And by the way, I've only got one in my hand.
Uh-oh.
There's a first time for everything on this show. That's right. Anyway, we've recently encountered a series of very, very serious events here in Florida. And I do think we should jump to this.
Because, I think we probably should.
It's the right thing to do
because it's a form of public awareness.
And after all, we are a news broadcast here at the Ono Radio Show.
We are 100% for the people, information.
Yes, we are actually probably more accurate than CNN or Fox News.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we'll just give you shit.
Oh.
Is that rioting I hear?
It sounds a little like rioting.
I think it's supposed to be applause, but it sounded more like rioting.
Yeah.
I think that actually might apply a little more to the story in a little bit, so keep that sound handy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I lost the link. Do you have it? Do you have it on yours?
I don't have a good enough phone to do shit like that. All right, hang on.
It's all good, guys.
Yeah, I know it's all good, because we all know what's coming. And some of us... Now, see, here's the thing. I'm going to preface this story.
Well, sometimes something so bad but so good comes along.
Right, but now you see, somebody like me, I have been saying for years.
Wait, come on, let me just preface this first. We haven't even gotten to it yet.
I know.
All right.
You're such a cock tease, Owen. Have your shit together.
Well, basically, what's been going on in Florida? There's been an outbreak.
Correct. Would be the best way to put it.
Like any outbreak.
Not a herpes outbreak.
Because right now, there are at least five stories in the news.
Mm-hmm.
One making major headlines.
Yes.
But are all zombie related.
God, it just makes
me... And it's happening, isn't it? It's finally fucking happening.
Finally happening.
We've waited for this day for forever.
Well, you know, yes and no. It's kind of a bittersweet holiday.
I mean, deep down, I have been waiting.
Oh.
And I've known it was coming.
Everyone has known it's going to be around
the
corner.
Yeah, but there have been a lot of naysayers.
True.
A lot of naysayers.
Oh,
that
can,
like,
never happen.
They're like, that can't happen. I'm like, okay.
You just wait till all the kids are getting wild on bath salts.
That's true. There's a reason that there are two copies of the Zombie Survival Guide in my house.
Yep.
One is for the coffee table, one is for the shitter, naturally.
Well, one's for the coffee table, one's for the lounge, but still.
You still need to keep up our skills.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Taking a shit as well. Either way.
Good book.
So we have the mobile Zombie Survival Guide.
It all started in Hollywood, Florida, where 12 students and two teachers break out in a rash at MacArthur High School. Hazmat is brought in, but no cause of the outbreak is found.
Oh, I thought it was all Florida, actually.
No, that was
Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, this is Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, Hollywood.
Hollywood, Florida.
So there's a rash involved.
The Florida Public Health and Medical Department arrived at the school alongside fire departments. Those affected showered in an area set up outside the school before being transported in a plastic-lined school bus to Memorial Regional Hospital, reports the Miami Herald, where they walked through two inflatable halls by gender, showered again, and placed their clothing in orange bags. Dun, dun, dun.
Is that all we know?
That's the first. All right. So May 19th.
So those kids are dead already. You know, yeah.
That's the first story.
Yeah.
May 19th. A few days later. A still unknown chemical is released into the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Three TSA agents and two passengers are taken to the emergency room with respiratory problems. May 24th, 2012.
This is
Lauderdale Lakes Middle School, approximately 15 miles from MacArthur High, is put on lockdown and hazmat called in when two students and a science teacher come down with mysterious red rashes.
Dun, dun, dun.
May 25th, a passenger aboard American Airlines Flight 320 becomes disoriented upon landing in Miami, ignores flight crew instructions to remain in his seat, and rushes the front of the plane before being subdued by fellow passengers. The man had no prior history of violence.
He's like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
May 25th, 2012. Hazmat is called in for bus passengers headed to Mineola Charter Elementary in Mineola, Florida, where 27 children and adults complain of not feeling well. Household cleaner used on the bus is blamed, but all parties are still decontaminated with hoses by officials. May 25th, 2012. An anesthesiologist is pulled over, and this is where it starts to get a little crazier, because now we have an anesthesiologist being pulled over by the Central Florida Greenway Highway Patrol for erratic driving. After failing a sobriety test, the doctor is placed in the back of a cop car where he becomes agitated and enraged, banging his head against the inside of the car until he bleeds and ends up spitting an entire mouthful of blood into the face of an arresting officer.
28 days later.
Totally. I didn't even
Is that a call?
No. That was Jack Bender signing on.
Right.
So maybe we will be graced by his presence. I'm not sure. He said he wasn't going to be around because his mother was in town. And Lord knows you can't call a radio show if your mother's in town.
That's very true.
Either way, May 26, 2012.
Had to throw that in.
On the MacArthur Causeway, 20 miles from where the mysterious rashes appeared students less than 2 weeks before, a man is attacked and partially eaten by a drug addict. When approached by police, the attacker merely growls and continues his grisly meal. Authorities end up unloading half a clip into the man before he falls dead into the ground. The victim is still unconscious.
Dude.
Yeah. All right, look, if you're that cop and
it's
you come
happening,
up,
man.
I know.
And the story, the last one is, of course, the one that everyone's talking about, where this guy was, what, on bath salts?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
There was another story, I think it was in like North Carolina or something, where this guy ripped his skin, like he was... The cops were called about this guy, and he was, like, ripping his skin and throwing his own entrails at the cop.
Zombie behavior.
This is what I'm saying.
And eating the.
And by the way, the guy whose face he ate is still alive.
I'm sure.
I didn't know that. I thought he died.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Well, he might have died. But
I mean,
and like the pictures are.
Face is a face. It's not gonna kill you. I mean, it sucks.
It's pretty gnarly, bro.
How much did his face did he really gnaw?
Did you see it?
Did you not see the pictures?
I saw some of the pictures.
Dude, the picture, like, I saw the picture earlier today, didn't realize what the hell it was. I thought it was, like, some joke thing, a meme or whatever the fuck those things.
Can you find it for me on your phone?
Yeah, I'll find it.
I still haven't seen.
But then, when I actually read the story later,
and then you look at it, and you're like,
and I realized what I was looking at before. Like, you can see where his nose was, you know.
Yeah,
like you can kind of.
You
see
where
eye.
He's got like, yeah, he's got
one eye kind of peeking.
Oh man, yeah, it's fucking gnarly.
That is some gnarly.
It's
ass
seriously some
grisly,
oh,
zombie shit.
Yeah, I mean, and we, goddamn it, if people would have just listened. Years and years we've been talking about this. Years and years we've been talking about a zombie outbreak.
I've been wanting to rig the van up.
You're going to have to.
I drive a minivan.
We live at ground zero.
I want to like barbed wire it and like put like a,
you probably better
a crazy
put some
grill on the front with some like horns.
I'd like,
and
that is a great idea. The battle minivan.
Build up the top a little bit so you can have like
a
crow's nest.
Do you have a sunroof?
No sunroof.
Oh man,
that'd be
great.
Awesome.
Because then you could just.
Yep. Hey, that's what you know. saws and shit.
That's what saws.
Oh yeah, we can make that. Yeah. But sure, yeah, we need to fortify it.
My
yeah.
car's already
but you'd
going
have
to
an
hell.
Instant
well.
Porthole, you know, like yeah. right there, and you can just pop it out, and then you could put something on top it's with a fucking... turret gun. You could climb up in it, and then you could shoot
flamethrowers.
Man,
it sounds like so much fun, Duncan.
I know. It sounds like
Why
so much fun, but
it also
sounds
Without
like it's
it
going to interfere with our way of life.
How much, you know?
I can think of one thing that's going to be a lot more difficult to come by in a zombie apocalypse.
Beer.
Not really what I was thinking about.
Things that grow.
Yes.
Fair enough. Or tobacco.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'm keeping yeah. certain no, people alive
see.
At all costs.
I
That's where
what
I
you
think
mean.
You're
hey.
Wrong.
Some people stay alive no matter what. I'd be like, no, I will take a bullet so that this man can stay alive.
Carry
will...
the string.
I need That's... his connections.
The world will need him more than me. Oh, remember so my name.
Oh, God. That's some Mad Max shit.
But, dude, that's what we're coming towards.
But, what you know, aside from the battle minivan.
Yeah.
What do we do? I mean, it's obviously starting in Miami. It's near Miami.
Well, first of all, don't go to Miami.
Don't go to Miami. Well, that should be a clue to anybody.
Forever.
Forever.
For any reason.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
Geez.
Just don't go
don't
to Miami.
Don't go to Miami.
Just don't. Terrible idea.
Yeah.
And then, second, how... I mean, I don't want to migrate that far north.
No, dude. Winters suck.
We need an island.
Yeah.
Like one of those...
New Zealand.
No, just one of those fuck-off ones from that are around off Florida and shit.
No, fuck
just,
off. New
like,
Zealand.
You don't have to be that far out there.
Yeah,
you
do.
Need, nah,
yes, you do.
Just hang out.
Owen, you
I
need
think,
to be that far.
I don't think they walk underwater like in World War Z. I don't think they can do that. Do you think they can walk underwater?
I don't think that we know what they can and can't do.
Yeah.
I don't think they can walk underwater. And I think if I was 100 miles off the coast... on a little deserted island that I could get water at, I would probably be able to survive and live like a deserted islander, I guess. But, I mean, what other choice do you have? 100 miles off the coast, you could set up some sort of fortification.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Or you can go to New Zealand where they actually have civilization.
How
it's an
okay,
island
in
the middle of fucking
we're
nowhere.
We're in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
That's not a reasonable...
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let me see it up close. Right. Let me. I gotta see it up close.
It's funny, if you scroll back up the top of the story... The first picture,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I know, isn't that funny?
I just got the chills
yeah.
a little bit. That looks like...
Lunch.
That looks like one of the blobs, the red blob from Pac-Man.
Kinda.
A little bit, if you haven't seen it.
Looks pretty nasty.
I can't really. It's with the phone. Yeah, you're gonna have to look that one up yourself, but it totally does kind of look like. Kind of.
Scroll like, back up.
Now I'm kind of getting horny just looking at it.
Yeah.
I think I'm.
You want to fuck the face hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a zombie would look
that,
like,
that
you know?
Story, that was the first picture that came up, and then I scrolled down. And there
yeah, and you're like, oh, that's the better
that's
picture.
The guy.
That was the reconstruction picture that they did, like a facial
oh,
reconstruction.
Oh, man. Yeah. You didn't scroll down either.
I didn't, no. That's even worse? I thought.
Well, you know, not worse, but.
Yeah, but still just fucked, and then.
I guess he was.
Yeah, and then the pictures from on the bridge,
He looks
too.
Like a tattoo Duncan would have.
I guess he was a long time
A little bit.
Guy, I guess.
I should get a tattoo of the first of Patient Zero.
And then this is what the dude looks like with his face, apparently.
Oh.
So he was a little bit of a scum, too. But I guess he was
homeless. Yeah, he was homeless, so I mean...
Yeah.
Fuck off, thing.
Jack Bender signing off.
No, it was somebody else, but I need to be able to turn that shit off.
Boom.
But then if I turn it off, I
can't yeah, then
hear,
you can't
if, anybody
hear
calls.
If anybody calls. Right,
it's
I get
a fuck
it.
Fuck off, thing. You're just going to have to deal with it. I'm going to have to keep it low.
Yeah.
That's how we roll now.
Yeah. So all the right. zombie apocalypse has started in
I
Florida.
I say island. You don't.
No. I agree with
you say,
island.
You say New Zealand, but how the fuck are we getting to New Zealand?
Zombies.
Airline. Because people aren't going to catch on to the fact that this is a zombie apocalypse until it's too late. So we need to...
Well, we need to go now.
This is what I'm saying. This is the first time we've seen each other, motherfucker. I have not had time to properly...
And we're pretty close to this zombie.
Why are you telling everyone on the radio show now? They're all going to know.
Yeah, because...
All right.
Everybody else thinks as I'm as irresponsible and full of shit as you do. So you don't listen to my ideas anyway. So fuck you.
And no one listens to this anyway.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. But if we were...
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
There's still going to... It's still going to get there, though, because it's going to get there by planes. Two, right? It's going to...
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's where New Zealand comes into play. There are a lot less people in New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? So overall, it would be easier...
Your chances are greater, is what you're saying.
Chances are better because there will be less zombies...
I mean,
it's also a smaller landmass.
Yeah, and there are mountains, and there, yeah.
You're going to lose out, though, on a bunch of, like, other natural resource shit that we have.
That's
no. New Zealand has a ton of natural resources.
I mean, you know, they got sheep
and clean water everywhere.
Well,
that's true. Yeah. They got mountains and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be fine with water.
Untouched lumber.
Zombies do freeze, but sometimes they thaw back.
Right, but see, here's the other thing is I want to say the population of New Zealand is like 12 million people, and 8 million of them or something like that live in Auckland.
Right. They're all concentrated in one area. Yeah. All right, so you're saying go to a remote place, but then you miss out on all the pleasures of Earth that you could go to town to get. You know, you still need to be able to live close enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't miss out on any of those. Dude, within an hour's drive... You're fucking in the middle of nowhere.
All right, so let's be honest here. If we were in the zombie apocalypse and there was a group of good guys
mm-hmm.
that were sharing everything.
Yep.
And they were, you know, all living at this store. And then we came along and they started sharing with us. Would you ever want to...
Just off the fuck... just fucking off them?
Yeah.
We can't give that away.
Yeah.
Because if anybody here happens to be one of those good guys...
I'll shoot a motherfucker.
You know
I'll shoot a motherfucker. I'm just saying.
I think it is true. I mean, in all the zombie movies and Walking Dead for certain does it.
Yeah.
You know? It's that dynamic of what the difference is, you know?
And the difference is also is... You have to surround yourself with people that the repercussions of you fucking them over would be too great to ever do so.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you either befriend yourself with another group that, like, if you fuck up one of them, then they're all gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, but...
You gotta weigh your options on that
lines,
shit.
The lines are a lot grayer, I think,
oh, yeah.
in the circumstances.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
They should make
we just go to New Zealand where they have a place called Murder Burger.
Oh, I'd throw you to the zombies, just like...
They should make zombies.
I'm out, bitches, if I got the chance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know you would.
Just like that.
I know
just
you
like
would.
That.
And that's why you will die long before I do.
Oh, man, I'm crafty.
I don't think you're that crafty.
Oh, I'm pretty crafty.
I don't know.
I think I'm pretty crafty.
I think I happen to know your weaknesses.
Ah, well. You won't know them when you're being eaten by zombies.
It's okay.
So.
Because you will never be able to turn down booze.
Oh, man. I'm going to hide in an attic. Of some cellar somewhere.
Yeah. With that, booze.
Did you hear what I just said?
I'm gonna hide
in an attic in some cellar.
In
somewhere.
Some cellar yeah. somewhere. Yeah.
That
basically means you're gonna
so
hide.
So much sense.
You're gonna hide on the main floor of a one floor
yeah,
house.
I'm gonna just hang out here on the.
Yeah, you're gonna hang
floor.
Out right here. You're yeah. gonna be doing podcasts for the fucking apocalypse.
Hey guys, it's day three.
Day yeah, three.
They're still outside. They're getting bitier.
They're getting bitier.
Yeah, they're not.
Had to start smoking
the,
in the house.
Knocking on the window. Well, oh, there's one. There's one knocking on the window. Oh shit! Think I'm talking too loud.
And then Skype will ring, and it'll be.
Yeah, Skype's gonna ring, and it's gonna be the last person alive.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Owen.
Oh man.
I just wanted you to hear the last other person alive. Kill themselves for having to listen to the Oh No Radio show. Exactly.
Splat.
God, it's not even the zombie that's gnawing on me right now. It's your show that I left on, that I accidentally clicked on. And the phone was in my reach when I fell to the floor and the zombie rushed me. And right. The show was still on and I had the phone and you were saying the number at the time. 321
332-0186.
And I was just like,
fuck you.
I have to call in my dying moment to tell you how much I hate you.
That's true.
It's my life.
That's pretty much it.
It's my life. Got a new car, Duncan.
I see that
but
in the driveway.
Before I got a new car, I had to sell my Volvo.
Yes, you did. Owen, who did you sell your Volvo to?
Yeah, who'd you sell it to, dude?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm that curious.
I ended up selling my car.
Was his name Nikolai?
I think it might have been the Russian.
For those of you that don't speak pussy, what Owen said was the Russian mob.
Oh, jeez. You can't just do that.
Yes, I
you
can. Can't. Sure, I fucking can.
No.
Yeah.
Allegedly. No.
Systematically. Quadriplegically.
All right, so I put the ad on Craigslist.
Yes.
And 15 fucking minutes later, there's, you know, emails. And
you have car.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You have car? I would love to buy car. How much for car? What is condition of car? Many dead bodies will fit in back? How many? Is station wagon.
All right, perfect. The guy that called me was a lot briefer and a lot less intentionally Russian. Now, the guy that got there, the two guys that got there when they got there, were a lot more Russian than the Russian that I heard on the phone. And so, Connor.
This is car.
This is car.
It runs? Well, no, the transmission's broken, as I mentioned in the post. you say 1,000? Yeah, I'm kind of looking around 1,000 to get it, and it's 2004. Yeah, I think it's a 2004.
Because you don't even know what fucking year it is.
You don't know.
You think it's. I think it's 2004.
I think I fuck you.
So he goes and he's looking, and turns out, yeah, it was a 2001.
Yeah,
He's like, you know, 2000.
We believe in nothing.
2004.
We are nihilists.
2001.
We want some money, Lebowski. Wait, that's.
And then, the whole time, him and his little buddy, like the one guy's big, and they're both bald, and they've got the chains and the shirts and the. You know what I mean? Like they're all.
Oh man! Did they have really bad prison tattoos?
Not that I could see. They were both wearing long sleeves.
Oh, then that means yes.
And
in Florida in May, yeah, that means yes.
Yeah, and you know, and I just, you know, when they first got there, I did ask them. I'm like, so hey guys, where are you from? Russia. I mean, it was straight out of the bat. So then, you know, the whole thing.
Soviet Russia.
They look at the car. They're doing their weaselly little thing back and forth, and they're speaking in Russian. Hands over their feet.
Are they consistently smoking?
No, one actually later on in the process asked me for a cigarette.
No sugar cubes?
But I'll get to that later.
No.
Finally, he got a little angry that I had mentioned while they were there that, hey, there was another guy coming to look at the car.
You fuck me?
Oh, so we can buy car. If another guy coming for a car, we can't buy car. I give you 800. I give you 800. Right now. Pretty damn close. So, like, yep, sure.
Okay.
800 it is.
Yeah,
that
right.
Sounds like a fucking deal and a half.
Please don't shoot me.
It's what I kind of wanted for the car anyway.
Yeah.
And, and you know, it's kind of like, all right, sounds good.
But still, please don't shoot me.
Okay. So, I have to go. Remind me to go back to the guy that called about the car.
The guy that called about the car.
and was coming to see the car and had contacted me before the Russians did, but took a lot longer to get there.
Right.
So remind me to come back to him. So anyway.
Yeah, because that's going to happen.
They give me the $800. We do the whole transaction, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So wait, whatever happened to that guy that called? I just reminded you. That's all.
Yeah, thanks, Si.
Okay.
Tow truck's there. Finally gets there. 45 minutes of uncomfortableness. At one point, I literally felt so uncomfortable that I went out and was like, hey, guys, glass of water or anything? No, we're fine.
You have vodka?
And then he asked me for a cigarette. So I gave him a cigarette, and all was good. The tow truck came, and Volvo, you know, pulled down the driveway, and it was getting loaded onto the tow truck to be taken off to be used in whatever gun-running activity mm-hmm. it's going to be used for, whatever.
More than likely sex trafficking.
You know, there's something going on there. Oh, I never thought of that. Damn
sex
it.
Sex/human trafficking.
Oh, it's a big car, too.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
That's why they wanted the station wagon, Owen.
Yeah. These two Chinese
families. I just thought it was big. They could get a lot of guns in there. Or drugs
nope.
or something.
People.
Oh, damn it. They're going to hide them in all the weirdest places.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
But it's still going to smell like you.
But it's really like Cheech and Chong.
So,
and the people aren't people. They're actually weed.
Weed, yeah.
Tow truck's going on the thing,
cocaine.
Man.
Coke.
And I decided to bust out the iPhone and take a little couple snapshots and a little bit of video of it being loaded onto the thing. And... you know, I'm just kind of standing there and kind of looking and...
what are you doing? You fuck me? Do not put on your Facebook. Your book face.
And then he's like, he just, all he says is, for memories, right? For memories. For memories. And just walked off.
You fucked me!
You fucked me!
That's the name of the episode right there. You fucked me!
That was so good. Oh, man. So, I mean, it's a long story, I know, but...
no, that's
awesome. It was so fucking such a...
were you here alone?
Crazy tense situation.
Were you here alone?
No, Teresa was sitting outside on the porch with me.
That's even more terrifying.
I know.
You have pretty woman. How much
for her?
How much for woman?
How much for woman?
Another 800?
Another 800, yes. 800, we don't slit your throat and fuck it.
You know what the worst part about this story is?
You fuck me.
I was so scared. That, you know when you sign over a car and you hand over the title? You're supposed to rip that part off the bottom.
And keep it as a receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have forgotten.
You're like, fuck it. Just take it. Just take it.
It's not that big of a deal.
I don't care.
I found a form, but that's how, like, fucking,
fill
like,
out the form.
Just fill out the form, sweetie. It'll be okay.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
What, did you sell this car to the Russians? Oh, good Lord, sugar.
Another one.
You're the third one today.
Were they both bald?
Then they come in. They come into the DMV and they're like, you fuck me!
Were they scared of cameras?
That does sound like Nikolai.
I'll have to give him this kickback.
Shit. Oh, shit. All right, so what about the other guy?
Which other? Oh, the other guy.
The other guy.
The other guy I ended up having, I felt so bad for because he's just like giving me the sob story about how this van, or they were going to use the car, you know, for
did you tell him it didn't drive really?
School. And they tried to explain that to him. He was trying to use it for like a needy kids foundation or something. And he was really adamant and he was working late and he, you know, rushed over to get it.
Oh,
and I had
no.
to call him when he was like 5 minutes away with like, yeah, I just got cash in hand.
From the Russian mob.
My bad. But at the same time, I would have felt even worse, I think, selling it to the a school of needy kids. So at the end of the day,
school of needy kids needing a transmission.
Right?
Right.
Shoot.
A three, and a lot of other work on the car. I mean, Yeah.
Let's be honest, you don't know how to keep anything nice.
No.
Teresa's the exception.
Can't have nice things.
I'm going to try and keep the focus nice, but it didn't come very nice. So it's.
I noticed it's just... that. I noticed that. I pulled up and I'm like,
it's not shiny.
Not shiny or new. What kind of bullshit operation are you running here? And then I remembered that I was here to do the Oh No radio show, and I was like,
yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah, it seems about right.
That's the other big story makes for me sense. Was bought the car in Melbourne, and it was a deal that we found, me and my dad, and it was actually a pretty good deal. It needs work. It does need things, but I got it for a really good price.
Right.
And so
you only had to suck four dicks.
Well, and it's I bought it for way under its blue book value, and I could probably sell it for more than I bought it tomorrow. So that was kind of the reason I did it. That at the end of the day, I could still get a little money out of it, either
right.
or basically sell or put the money into it to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So there's things that need to be done with it, but it works.
So you're gonna be a lazy cocksucker and not do anything?
I gotta do it with this one because it will really, really fuck me this time if the car fucks me.
Yeah.
So
I fuck you.
Here's the deal, though. We bought it in Melbourne.
Sorry.
I learned to drive in a manual transmission, but I haven't driven one in 10 fucking years.
Ooh.
I had to drive it back from Melbourne to here.
How much gear grinding did you do?
Gear grinding, none.
No?
I mean, not a whole hell of a lot. But the odd one. I didn't stall. I actually got in it and, to be quite honest, surprised myself. I've been driving the car 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable yet. You know, I'm sweating bullets kind of still. I'm like, you know, thinking about every move and, you know, but I know what I'm doing. I've driven one before, but this one's a lot rougher than I've driven before.
Yeah.
And it's a bit rough. It's got
for a newer car too.
It's got a lot of get up and go. It wants to fucking move. That's the problem. It's driving at low speeds. I mean, it's just like, I've got it in third. It just wants to keep. It wants to keep going. You know, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, and that's kind of how a manual car is. And it's just, I don't know. How many manuals have you driven in your life, Duncan?
Tractors.
See, that's different though. How do those gears work?
Basically, you have two sets of gears. There's on the ones that I'm familiar with, two sets of gears. There's a one and a two, and then basically you
big lawnmowers.
Yeah, you put that's the you put about. It in the gear that you want it to be in, and so let the clutch out, and it goes. Yeah, I don't drive a stick.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No,
it's not the same.
I've never had to.
You never drive really.
You just drive automatically.
Oh, dude, I've been driving since I was 16. You know what I mean? And I've never had to...
Don't having a car, Not having a car and not driving are two different things.
Yeah.
I drive
the fuck out of shit, and you know this.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I've never owned one, but man, I've driven numerous long list of manuals.
It's a different driving experience. It's
actually enjoyable, though.
It can be. It keeps it from becoming too, I think... what's the term I'm looking for?
Monotonous.
Yeah.
I was going to say monotic, but wasn't it? I think we need to take a few.
I drove in New Zealand. Well, we can take a few, but just before we get up. I drove in New Zealand, and that really kind of... It wasn't hard. It was just different. Because every time I went to put on the windshield wipers, I'd put on the windshield wipers. I'm like, God damn it. Because instead of the turn signal being on the left, it's
but
on the right.
But it was still an automatic.
Yeah. When we went to the South Island, there was a stick, and
How many... Are all the cars in New Zealand fucking automatic?
No. They have manual and automatic.
It's like that everywhere.
Yeah.
I know that.
They have a lot more...
I have heard in Australia, it's surprising, and New Zealand, it's surprising how many more automatics they have than manuals. And just for me, I thought it would be more because... For some reason, I thought it would be more European in the sense that there'd be more manuals than automatics. I mean, Europe has far more manuals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find an automatic in the UK for a decent price.
Right.
They just don't exist because you need them on those roads, and you need to be able to drive them correctly on those roads.
Yeah.
You can find
either or.
It's why the Swiss are the best drivers in the world. But you know, it's all just getting used to the fluidness of your car,
and,
you know, where the gears are, and just, you know, kind of getting... it's getting the combination between the clutch and the and your gas right, and
just, absolutely,
and having and I think it's true that you do kind of get into a rhythm with your car, and you feel what the car feels. And right now, my car's been sold as a bit rough. Needs a bit of work. So right now, driving it to and from work and being fresh to driving a manual is a little
sketchy.
Fucking sketchy.
Yeah,
it's just like, absolutely. Oh, shit.
You're like, why can't I just put it into D and just go?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like waking up every morning, like, all right, goddamn it.
Now I gotta focus.
Let's add 10 minutes and focus. Lame.
Fuck.
On that note.
Yeah. On that note, let's focus.
Do we want to take a break, or do we want to keep going?
What?
It's up to you. I don't care anymore.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care ever.
It's take a break time.
Because
we've gotten no calls. That's the thing. Guys, the longer we will go is based on, without taking a break, is pretty much based on if we get calls or not. You have to call in.
Yeah. And if you don't call in, then we're just going to not give a fuck, and you're going to get what we give you and like it.
Yeah. Part of the show is calling it.
Mm-hmm. That's how these things are supposed to fucking work.
Yep.
Open forum.
And everybody gets the number. And there are people that listen all the time.
Yeah, very regularly.
That don't
it's quite bothersome.
You know,
you're a bunch of lazy
Mark
sluts.
Mark gets the excuse. Mark would call in every fucking episode sluts. If he could, you know. Cause,
yeah.
You
Where's
know,
Mark
Mark's
at?
Awesome. Mark's in the UK. Time differences. He's a grown-ass man. He's not like us scumbags. And quite frankly, we're talking about him way too much. So
it's the Mark show.
Unless he starts giving us money, he's not gonna get his plugs anymore. I mean, that's
not true. You're still gonna talk about him because he's our only fucking fan.
God damn it, you're right, Duncan.
Besides Bender.
Yeah. And we don't even have Bender, see that's the thing. Bender's online. I mean, Bender, call. If you're listening, call. You know, he might just have Skype on his phone. Have it on. I don't know.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he doesn't care about us.
So sad. So sad.
Wah.
No one called.
No one called.
We are not entertaining
enough to call.
Fuck him. Let's go smoke.
Yep.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
We talked about zombies for like half that show.
I love zombies.
That's what we do.
All right.
I love zombies too. That's why I bought a cricket bat in London.
We'll come back with a little more. Cause,
if we feel like it.
Yeah, if we feel like it.
And if not, fuck you. That's why.
Yeah.
So okay. There.
There it is.
Watch, we're going to get like 10 calls when we...
I hope so. But they're all going to be from me sitting outside on the porch.
Duncan.
What? Oh my god, we have so many calls! Oh, they're all from me. I'm such a bitch.
No, Owen, I'm still on your front porch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing a reach around.
Oh, okay. Well, let me come out there and have a smoke with you then, real quick. And then we'll get back.
All right, yeah. And then we'll might want to do that. Try not to get any in your eye.
And then we'll get back to the show, and we'll do the show. And so you know, you and Ty aren't having gay sex right now.
Yeah, that's a big negative on the gay sex.
Oh man.
Yeah, just reach arounds. Nothing gay. First knuckle, nothing gay.
Okay, that's good. Well, either way, it's good to know that the Skype works.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, go fuck yourselves.
Eat a dick. Oh, 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 oh.
Decided to grace you with our presence once again.
Yeah.
For the second time this evening.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, the last.
Exactly. We'll probably end this thing here with this segment, and that's fine, you know. We've provided enough content already, honestly.
That's right.
Enough drab bullshit humor.
That's right.
Which nobody but us understands.
That's right, and I'm okay with that.
And so I present you with more, Duncan. Here's the deal. I may or may not have besmirched our radio show's name.
What did you do?
Besmirched.
All right, hold on. First of all, I thought that us just being on the air besmirched our radio show's name. Second of all, if you're going to start pissing people off...
Well, hold on. I didn't actually piss anybody off.
Yeah.
I didn't piss.
Yeah. But if you're gonna start throwing down the gauntlet, can I at least be involved?
Absolutely. Well,
before I just get roped into shit and I have no idea what it is.
Here's the deal, man. I get really wrapped up into other radio shows as well.
Of course.
You see? And they've inspired me to do what I do, and you know, that's all part of the game, especially for everybody that does radio. To be quite honest with you, they've all heard a show that, you know, has inspired them to do, you know, some bullshit podcast like this.
Yep.
So I like to call almost everything and anything when I'm drunk.
Of course you do.
And
this is my surprised face.
Hooray. I gave a call into our friends over at Rampant Radio.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one of their shows over on Answer Pants. I called right at the end of the show. I think I was the last caller of the night. And
you were hammered.
And I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
They did find it. Some of them found it somewhat amusing. And it was this... It was this bullshit idea I had when I was sitting outside on my porch. And I was thinking this earlier in the night. I don't know why I was thinking it, but I was sitting in my yard and, you know, I was just in my own land, if you will. And I was watching the birds and the trees.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've got all sorts of wildlife around here or whatever. And I was just... Teresa gets home and she sits down with us, you know, and we're talking.
She starts drinking to numb the pain of living with you.
Exactly. She has her glass of wine and, you know, I ask her the question. I ask her, all right, so we've both seen, like, species of dogs try and fuck other species of dogs, right?
Okay.
Like, we've all seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's part of nature and what happens.
I'm concerned about where this is going.
Continue.
I'm really scared because I've been involved in these conversations with him before.
Why don't birds fuck other species of birds? Do you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, and create
like,
different
why
kinds of birds.
Can't a blue jay
and a cardinal,
fuck a cardinal
and make a purple?
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
I'm right there with you.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
So why can't that
that's
happen?
That's a good question.
I thought it was a very
yeah,
good question.
No, it's valid.
And then when I called this podcast, they called me out on it. What I'm going to have to do is chop the audio at some point when it, because they do a weird thing where they record two like shows in a night. They do them both live on one night,
yeah,
but then release them separately as
okay,
two shows
yeah,
on a podcast. So they get 2 weeks out of one, if you
gotcha,
will.
Gotcha.
Fucking sneaky bastards.
Yeah, right. That's cheating.
That's cheating. But the I called on the second show where
yeah,
I was especially drunk, and you know, because it's later on in the evening.
Oh, of course.
And that would have been the end of that show, and they basically said, "Owen, that is the single most uninteresting thing I can think of to call
what?
Up with a radio show." With.
And yet, you bring it up on our radio show.
Yeah.
And it's quite intriguing.
Right. Well, it's intriguing, but also at the same point, we've had these topics before where Owen's just like, this is going to be great. And then he'll talk about a fucking cat for a half an hour. And we're like, Owen, that was terrible.
Well, this happens, but part of the beauty of the show
I mean,
is
fish,
you guys...
Fish do it.
Yeah.
Like, well, you guys need to interject. That's what, like...
Well, I'm saying
half
it's weird.
Half of my job
yeah,
is to present you with something. Half of your job is to make
is
it
to
fucking
shoot it
funny
down.
I don't know why.
No, I agree.
Why
I agree.
Birds do it? I don't know.
That's probably some sort of science fact that we don't know because none of us are smart.
But why don't birds fuck other
Book
birds?
Smart. Why don't birds fuck other birds? Do you know a fucking birdologist?
Then I got
because I don't know a birdologist.
I did get thinking a little further with the subject.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
You know, minds drift.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And it's not like I'm into bestiality.
So now he's got
any...
bird porn going on. Or are you thinking about men fucking birds?
No, see, here's... the train of thought then goes to...
Oh, yeah.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
The DNA of man is so similar to that of a chimp. Could a man's semen...
Impregnate a chimpanzee?
This is what I'll
that's
say.
Just, it's
yeah,
a scientific question.
Yeah.
I have no interest in the sexual connotations.
He spent
of this.
4 hours on farmlove.com researching the answer.
And I still couldn't find
it. No, pretty, you couldn't, but goddamn, does this studio, the most spotless I've ever seen it, how many fucking gallons of ejaculate did you get
well,
off the wall?
You know, hey-o, sometimes you gotta scrub and scrub.
Turn on the black light.
Especially
no,
in the bathtub
not,
when you got the jellyfish going down the drains.
The
and
jellyfish.
You gotta make sure there's not a bunch of hairs and jellyfish going down.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that was going far.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to let you run with that as long as you needed to, just to see what kind of a train wreck it was going to end up as.
I ended it all right.
Which is actually my philosophy with the show in general.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I'm just going to show up and see how far he runs this fucking thing into the ground.
Well, yeah, it's kind of
But normally I help, so I
like,
can't really blame it all on you, because I help just as much as anybody else.
Is it a horse and a mule that make a donkey?
You still haven't
goes?
Answered. No one's answered my question.
Well, I think.
Why don't birds?
No,
I don't know.
No, about the chimpanzee.
I don't know either.
I bet you if a human banged a female chimp and they had a kid, it'd be like the mule of a human and a chimp. You know what I mean? Or
so it would be from Alabama.
It would be a hairy knuckled, you know.
What did I just
yeah,
say?
You know, a little
Missouri?
Be an ugly fuck is what it would be.
Yes. Yes, yeah, it would.
I don't mean to be rude.
Probably
here,
a ginger, too. Just saying.
But that also reminds me of other things that weird me out.
All right.
I like,
let's talk about I like this. Let's see. Because I'm going to text Sessions and let him know things that weird Owen out. And let's see what happens
just,
with that.
Just transsexuals in general.
Yeah.
People who were.
Hermaphrodites.
People. Wait, so you have a problem with people that
both.
Are.
Are
were
yeah, it's not a homophobic thing. It's just I'm a little weirded out by it. I think it's natural to be. I don't think it's unnatural to not be a little weirded out by it.
I don't know that I don't
I'm
necessarily think that it's unnatural
I hate
to
these
be
people. I'm
well,
not
no,
saying that at all.
No,
I'm saying you know I think it's a little just it's Man, it's weird.
I'm so indifferent to that kind of shit because I have friends.
Nature made it. Nature made it. It's nature made us. You know, I mean, like that's the way I see it. They're
nature
really,
never makes mistakes.
Ultimately, I'm smarter than it to know
platypus.
That. Like it's. But you just said the word. Nature makes mistakes.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you?
And in a way, isn't it? When it's born with both. And
have you? Somebody was just talking about a chick that was born with two vajays.
Like, that's awesome.
I was like, I don't know if I'd be weirded out or turned on by like looking down, seeing a couple of vajays.
All right. When you say that, though, you know deep down that one of those
is like a deformed little baby vajay.
Very good.
See, that's
isn't
where your mind goes.
Good.
But what if they're both like beautiful?
What if they're both two like awesome, totally spectacular vajays?
Like a butthole.
Yeah.
Well, she has one of those too, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What if, man? And what if all three are just pristine and just beautiful,
just
and you just look at it,
another,
and then you just go from top to bottom,
and
man, if she's got two clits, bang,
and
dude, I would
good?
Give that bit. That
there's
that
no
woman.
Way, I guarantee you, there's no way that any woman born with two vaginas has two. I just know that that can't.
Hey, you know that that can't happen.
I just kind of think that that can't happen.
All right,
because that's the way the things work down there.
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking about the fact that she would probably have the best orgasms ever.
If she had two, and that was actually the case in a hypothetical wonderland,
are you kidding? She would get the fucking Chemical Brothers up there and just fucking... yeah.
She's also the ultimate gangbang candidate.
Yeah, DJ Diddles on the ones and twos. Yes.
Getting wild.
Oh, man, yeah, and then think about the gangbangs with that. Yeah. New world records for most dicks in...
All right.
What?
Gangbang. All right.
Is that creeping you out, too? Gangbangs creep you out a little bit?
Gangbangs creep me out a little bit.
Do they really?
All right.
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite. I have one all the time.
Have you ever had a gangbang?
No.
Really?
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Okay, good.
Well, what constitutes
you've
a gang?
Yeah, what constitutes...
All right, though.
Are you talking...
All right, you've
I've
clicked on
minimum.
Porn, you've watched porn, you've watched gangbang porn.
Oh, but I like knowing who the world record holder is.
All right.
I don't know who it is at the moment, but I've fallen out with that information, but...
Gangbangs inherently are creepy. Let's just agree there.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of, like, skeevy fucking dudes that are like,
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've jerked off to this porn...
He's not saying that he hasn't.
But I haven't said I've not seen it.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, there's
the
a lot of porn that you can
man,
watch and not jerk off to.
It's the old man.
It's entertaining.
One.
Most of the time.
Or the Asian.
Yeah, there's always
like,
an old dude. What's that old dude doing there?
That old, he ain't got many nuts left in
who
him.
Who invited him?
Not just him.
Right?
There's like old man ones where they're just like.
Oh, you mean just old men?
Just old dudes.
Well, that's no good. Yeah. Usually there's one.
Those are filmed in Florida.
Or
a
it's
lot's filmed
or
in Florida.
It's just, you know, the crazy Japanese shit, which don't even get me started.
Yeah, but
on
the
that.
Japanese, those gangbangs always end up with a girl covered in like 7 gallons of cum.
And an octopus.
Well, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Sure.
The tentacles, man. It's all about the tentacles.
What's with that?
But tentacles are cool?
I don't get it, though. With
I like
with the Asians and the tentacles and the like the tentacle rape and stuff like that.
Why would any self-respecting woman?
That's that you just nailed it.
Why would any whore slut off the street hooker want a tentacle all over her?
Money.
Right, but that's what whores do.
Boom, boom.
But
they don't give a fuck what you're doing to them as long as you're paying them.
Want to?
Asians.
Why? What's the deal with tentacles?
I'm not Asian. I don't know. Look,
you know,
I like tentacles.
Tentacles were cool.
I do think tentacles
are
cool.
Are.
And I will
would
tell
you
this.
Would you take a tentacle and slap it against your woman for sexual purposes?
I
and you
do.
Know what I'm talking about.
Slap it against her vajay?
There's many sexual purposes
she
you could slap would. An
but
octopus
see,
against.
But you gotta remember that I have this kind of sick obsession with Cthulhu, so, like, tentacles to me...
No excuse.
I mean, I wouldn't. Because, let's be honest, the mess that that's going to make...
That's way more than you want to deal with.
Seriously, like, I'll make a mess, but I'm not making that kind of a mess. I'm not making any mess that can't be fixed by throwing something in the washer.
in the wash or wiping something down, you know?
Yeah.
Or hopping in the shower.
Spray it down with a hose. Run through the car wash at 7-Eleven.
Or
something.
A little whiskey. You know, one of the few.
But that's for the burning sensation, yeah. And then you light your dick on fire. And
that's a magic trick.
Yes.
You showed me that the other night. And this is quite impressive. That was a strong bit. I think we almost should just end it on that.
I will admit that I have watched way more hentai than any American who's not obsessed with. But it was never out of a sexual thing. It was like it was always on at the tattoo shop. No, it was always on at the tattoo shop because you know it's just always there. And we're like, tentacle rape. And
another thing that weirds Owen out.
Tattoo shops?
No.
Tentacle rape.
Hentai.
Oh yeah. Tentacle rape.
Fucking cartoon.
I'm gonna see
porn.
How many times
any cartoon.
Technical any cartoon porn? Rape.
Technical cartoon porn is oh Jesus.
Any cartoon porn?
Yeah. I don't like cartoon porn. I have never watched one. I don't think I've ever really watched one other than ever being in a place where it's being played or somebody has played it.
Right.
I have never chose to be like, oh, I want to watch that.
Yes. You know why? Here, I'll tell you why. Because you can get an actual woman.
That's because my schlong is deceiving. You'd think, being this build that I am, that I'd have a very tiny dick. Well, it's only just past mediocre. But when it's on me and you see me, it looks huge. So it's just, it's the magic trick of dicks.
The magic trick of dicks. That's fantastic.
Well, that's also what it does in the bedroom. You know?
Yeah, does magic tricks.
It does disappear.
Heyo. It does disappear. And reappears.
Man, I got jokes tonight.
Seriously. I think it's funny that there's such a big... I know so many dudes that are into hentai and like for legit purposes. I'm like,
what
why?
Do you mean legit?
Like they really What's get off on that it? Shit. Like I watch hentai because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like because I want to see tentacles that are just like fucking going out of control and like doing shit they're
it's
not supposed
to be. More entertainment than erotica. It's
yeah, exactly.
Like,
but I know.
You do know dudes that are like into it. That,
yeah.
That jerk to it.
Yeah.
It's strange to me.
I agree.
All right, describe the type of guy. I mean, are they a typical type of guy? Is it what I would think of just being a nerdy dude, or is it something
That's,
more than that? Is it something...
Dude, it's the nerd factor, but it's also the, like... These are the guys that are into hardcore nerd shit. Like, not just...
Like, they play down... what's that game with the figures? The figurines?
Oh, you're talking like Warhammer?
Warhammer and shit? Are they beyond
Look,
that?
Look, I'm a nerd. Yeah, they're beyond that. These are the guys that, like, build Gundams in their fucking bedrooms for hours and hours on end. These guys are the ones that are obsessed with all things Japanese, like, all things Asian. And they're like, most of them have a real problem with BO. Like, most of them just stink real bad because they don't get a whole lot of daylight and they don't have a whole lot of human interaction, so they don't understand the concept of deodorant.
They're video game people.
They're not even video game people. Like, they play video games.
They're close to them.
Those people are special. Those people are very special. The Warcraft kids, they're very, 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 very faggoty. I tried to be nice for a second.
No,
I did, and I can't because, dude, I like video games too, but I'm not that kind of guy.
That's gonna go hang out at a place in a strip mall and basically
and sit there with a bunch of other dudes,
That you don't even know when you first go there,
dude,
to go play a
game. In Australia and New Zealand, they have those fucking places everywhere.
Everywhere,
and you go in, and all you see are fucking Asians. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. No. And, dude, like I say, I like video games too, but I like getting all high and playing video games for a couple hours and bullshitting and being like, haha, fuck you, touchdown.
I did that today.
Yeah, see? It's beautiful. Little Guitar Hero, fucking, you know, shoot a couple people in the face.
Yeah.
But I can't, and it's like these Diablo motherfuckers right now.
And it really bums me out, too, with the Diablo thing, because I kind of was into that game for a while.
Diablo 2?
Diablo 2 is my shit, man. I love playing that game.
Yeah.
And it turns into now just such the fan fest. And,
dude, like, okay, I'm sure Diablo 3 is fun, but I don't care.
Well, here's the thing that I don't think I would find fun, is the game has changed in the time that I was into playing Diablo 2. All the games have changed.
Yeah.
And I really haven't been big into video games for years.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a game franchise that I was kind of into, that I might have even been invested in, like, all right, this, I don't get any video games. This might be something I actually might buy.
Yeah.
And might give it a shot,
yep.
You know? And then when just it, of course, was blowing up, and it has been, you know, it's one of those things that's
big.
Bound to blow up because it's due for, you know.
It's been 10 years. It was why Duke Nukem Forever blew up.
Exactly. It's the same reasons. But it was really a bummer to me when it just... I realized I've seen a couple people play it, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, I can't
comprehend how to play this game anymore.
Like, it's not the same. It's like, nah, it's just...
You could do it.
But I don't... I guess I just...
He doesn't want
to. There was
to.
Always something about Diablo that wasn't like World of Warcraft. That it was so much simpler, and there was so much just...
And you weren't playing online.
I played online. I played BattleNet a lot. I played, I did.
I never
raids.
Had the internet connection that was good enough to do that.
I did all sorts of shit, but it just has progressed so much further than it used to be that now I can't. I don't think I can compete, you know. And it just makes it look unfun to me that there's this intense level of competitiveness with these things, and I get it, because you know, now especially there's even money to be made with some of these games. So
13-year-old kids banking,
dude. But that's what annoys me, because as just kind of like a casual gamer, like if I want to
be a casual gamer anymore,
that's it, dude. Like I play Call of Duty, and people get mad at me for playing an old Call of Duty. Like, I play World at War because it's all World War II, and that's kind of really the only first-person shooters I like, is if they're history-based.
Right.
I don't like Halo, and I don't like Modern Warfare, and, like, I don't want to be anywhere near real war. If I wanted to, I would be in the army.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
I like shooting some
bitches.
I like World War II.
Is being in an actual war that, like, you're replicating with a World War II thing a little more real, honestly, than playing a fictional Halo game?
Yeah, exactly. I would rather, and because I like World War II. Like,
there's a historical aspect there. I get all that.
But there are so many people on there.
You have it backwards, because if you didn't want to be in a war, you wouldn't put yourself in a war that already existed.
Well,
because you do have the chance in so many other games to put yourself in a fictional war. Is that what you don't want to do?
No. I mean, I have no problem with that. It's the first-person shooters. It's like the massive online deathmatch kind of shit.
And, those things are bullshit.
Exactly.
They make it unfun to play because we're not good enough to play them.
And that's what it comes down to. And I'm decent at that game. Like, I'm not terrible.
Suck, but I enjoy those things.
I mean, I enjoy them too. But here's what pisses me off the most. It's not even the people that are super good at the game.
It's
because
the 13-year-old kid on the other end of the microphone.
I mute all those cocksuckers anyway. Me too. But what really bothers me...
only if they can beat me. But
the
most
hackers.
Most of the time, I rape them.
The hackers. And you see them if you have...
glitching and
the
shit.
Guys that, like, they hook their computer up to their console, and then they hack the game so that when they come online, like, they can do dumb shit like walk through walls, or they can fly, or do like one shot. Yeah, exactly. And
that's
there are these kids that do it all the time, and like
that doesn't apply to all games, though.
No, but like,
because you can't hack into all of them. Like, there's certain games where there's like glitch things that you can figure out, but you can't like do that shit.
Right.
But still, I see that happen in Call of Duty like way too often.
And it's a culture now to be able, like, to be able to be the stupid kid that can figure out, that, you know, look at what I did to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, I've got a jetpack now.
Yeah,
I can shoot everyone, and you're all gonna die, and all your points are gonna go down, and they won't have any XP when they come on next level, and I'll get them
again and again. Amazing South Park episode, like where that dude just hops around World of Warcraft and
kills everybody.
The shit was so funny to me.
It was
so good.
Like I used to sit and play video games, and now I'm like, I'll play Madden. I like football.
Yeah, I gotta admit, in the last like year or so, I just kind of in my video game play, because I'm a gamer. I got a lot of games. I got PS3. Gamer at heart. I got an Xbox. I got all the shit.
Yep. I miss my old games. I miss my fucking Dreamcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss my Dreamcast. That son of a bitch was underrated.
There's still nothing like Super Nintendo for me. Super Nintendo's still brilliant.
Yeah.
I had every single one.
Me too.
Did you?
Like everything that you could name, we weren't ever rich enough
to have every single one. I think we have one of every other generation.
I accumulated them.
As a kid, I didn't have them all. Well, yeah. I had most of the Nintendos as a kid, but like after 18 and on, I had everything else.
I had ColecoVision. Yeah. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Sega CD, Sega 32X. Like,
because my dad worked for the cable company, we actually had, there was a Sega TV thing. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that shit?
I remember that.
Awesome. Like, you would flip to a channel on your, you know, what, your cable company provider.
All right.
And it was Sega TV, and they had all these games that you didn't have to buy, that you could just like pick what game you wanted to play and play for a while. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
That's way ahead of its time.
That was awesome.
That's way ahead of its time.
It didn't take off.
It was just like the Dreamcast had online capabilities, but that was back in the late
90s. But if your dad wasn't working for the cable company,
never would have seen it.
How much would that have been? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but I know that I was like the only kid in my town to have that.
It surely had to be like a price. It was a subscription a month. But still, I mean, think about how ahead of that... You know, the time.
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, that's exactly what they're doing now. Like,
yeah.
That would have been early 90s.
Yeah.
Well, that was Sega Saturn?
No, well, it was...
It was Sega TV.
It would work through your Sega Genesis, but also through your cable.
Through the Genesis? Yeah. You could do that?
Yeah.
What?
Crazy, I know.
Dude, that is early 90s.
Yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s.
It was cool.
Never heard of that in my life. That you could
I remember
get.
My, was you a, know, my buddies would come over and be like, "What the hell is this thing?"
Yeah,
be like you guys.
That was how people do, because I had the Genesis and then the Sega CD attached to that, and then the 32X went on top of that. So I had like this big fucking monster transformer of a Genesis, and I'm like, "Fucking bring it on, bitches!"
Let's do this.
And my brother had the Master System in the UK. Yeah,
and I used to have a Panasonic 3DO.
Yeah,
I never had that one.
Yeah, dude, those disc based systems were ahead of their time. I remember the Jurassic Park game for Sega CD. I'm like, this game sucks. But it was cool. Like, if I went back and played it now, I'm sure I'd like it a whole lot more.
I'd hate it
a whole lot more, actually, is what happened.
Like, God damn it.
The only game that I still can go back into this day, I can go back and play, and I will still enjoy as much as I did the first time I got it, was The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that was
the first Super Nintendo Zelda game that came out.
Solid game.
It's an interesting dynamic with video games, I think, because there's this very nostalgic games that we all love and will always respect. And
yep.
Mario's in there, the Asteroids, the old
Sonic,
like,
Battletoads.
Yeah. There's plenty of stuff that's in there.
Battletoads.
That fucking cunt of a game. The fucking rocket level.
There's There's so much stuff. That is going to be borderline. And I also feel like might get lost in that whole process too, because video games are different than movies or other forms of art in a sense. Because I feel like they might lose... I mean, I guess nothing can never lose its nostalgia, but there are certain things that will get caught in this game's no good anymore... Because its graphics are no longer that great.
Yeah.
And there's a certain chunk of video games that are made.
Yeah,
there's certainly timeless ones.
Yeah.
But there's certainly a much larger population, I think, of games in the future that are going to be very untimely and very hard to play.
What the fuck is this?
Whereas we can still watch a movie, a black and white movie, and still appreciate it. Do you know what I mean? And maybe, you know, most of the last of that generation. That is true as well. But there are, I think the longevity and the way that, you know, that those industries with music and movies, they're preserved and they work to preserve their art. Is there much set up to do that with the video game industry? Because sooner or later, you better believe it'll come.
It's
No, well, there's a big, like, you know, 8-bit.
There's a big 8-bit community.
There
what
is.
I'm saying is, there's like, what about
even
all
the emulators
other stuff
they make on the computer?
Like,
you
there's
know?
A lot of
what
other
about
stuff that's gonna fall by the wayside. That
like there are a lot of great games that nobody ever played. Like there are a lot of great games for a lot of systems that nobody ever played because yeah. those systems just went away, and they were like maybe one or two of the like the really kind of jewels of that system. You know what I mean? And I mean, obviously, Mario, Zelda, Sonic, Kirby, like, all of those characters will live forever. Namely,
absolutely.
Because Nintendo...
Well, it's a brand. All of them are brands.
Well, and Nintendo keeps putting them out in Super Smash Brothers and different
right.
titles. So
correct.
They keep them fresh. Now, the problem is games, like, say, for the Genesis, like... Golden Axe and Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like
yeah,
games
man, that's
like
an emulator
that.
Game.
The lesser yeah. known games that don't have the brand recognition that are going to fall by the wayside.
Exactly.
I say yes and no because I know that people put that like Altered Beast is on my computer right now.
Yeah. But what about there's a
but
game.
Yet I mean, I'm a little bit younger than you, but I don't know that game. I don't
exactly
know
because
Beast.
It was a Genesis
it's
and
a
an arcade
game. It's
yeah,
a,
it's
funny. It's a little bit ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Werewolves and shit. Yeah.
That might be a bit of the UK America
a little bit
too, because it's
there
around
was another
that same time for my life. You know,
there was another game that came out for the Genesis that I thought was fucking brilliant, and they remade it for the PlayStation, but I haven't played it yet. It's called Splatterhouse.
Splatterhouse.
Splatterhouse, and basically you are a hockey mask wielding fuck, killing people. You get
right.
different weapons and you go and you just kill people. There's another awesome Genesis game called Kid Chameleon.
Oh, yeah, I know that game.
You went
yeah.
through and you collected different masks that gave you different
right.
powers and go through these levels.
That was
and
a
you
cool
were
game.
All in a kid's imagination. Like
cool game.
Yeah, really cool game. And
you know what else is cool? Like, I don't know if you've ever dived into any of this, but in Xbox and like and PlayStation, they have all the arcade games
yeah.
that they develop.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, so, you, I
right?
mean...
Yeah, there's a really cool
did you
one
see
on
Limbo?
Uh-uh.
Limbo
that,
was
is
a really
that
big
PlayStation
one.
Or Xbox?
I think it was through Xbox.
Yeah.
But it was very well done. Very
yeah.
simple, but badass. Like, the way
right.
it's all black and gray.
What's it called?
Limbo.
Limbo.
Huh.
And it's a kid in Limbo searching for...
Oh, I thought it was going to be a Limbo game.
No.
That would have been way more fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it reserves a little cartooniness, so it's not like completely evilly dark and
right,
crazy.
Right.
But it's pretty sweet. It was a good game. A puzzle game.
My favorite games I can't play anymore because I don't have the system anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have a Dreamcast anymore, so
I
can't play Illbleed.
Yeah.
And I can't play Shenmue. And Shenmue was a beautiful game. Like, it was a role-playing game that took place in Japan. And, like, it went in real time. And it was, like, the graphics on it were amazing. For 99, 2000, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It looks like you're watching a Japanese kid on TV. Illbleed was a first-person horror game. Like, and it was just, you know, play that motherfucker in the dark by yourself, and you will definitely
I got into
freak
a lot
out.
Of the, you
couple
know,
of those
the
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Yeah,
yeah
Silent
man,
Hill,
those,
Resident Evil.
That shit'll keep you on your toes, man.
Those were fucking...
Resident Evil a little bit, but
Silent
Bioshock.
Hill.
Silent
really,
Hill 4 was insane.
You ever been really fucking pissed at a game, though?
Every time I play a game.
There's one game in particular for me. It came out on... it was PS2. It wasn't that long after it was released.
It's called Sledstorm.
No, it was...
That game
was
a cunt.
It was a really hyped game. It was with... I forget the name of the series of the games. You'll probably know it. With something Snake. Snake's the main character.
Oh, Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It was the Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear
the big,
Solid.
Like,
which
comeback.
Two?
Yeah, it was
Metal
two,
Gear
Solid.
Three.
If it was for PS2, then it was Metal Gear Solid 2.
It was that one.
Yeah.
And it was the big comeback. And it was the shortest game. I literally beat it.
Really?
In, like,
most of those games, you got to put in hours.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it was just like,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
That was 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours?
I got it. I got it Christmas Day. I
beat
it
Christmas
by the end
night.
Of the night.
Yeah.
And I was 13 years old or something, you know, 14 years old.
Huh.
Yep.
And I never played anything before.
When that happens, that's when you're like, $60
for that.
Yeah.
And then you go sell it and they give you 20.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to play Myst a lot on
Myst
the computer.
Myst was cool. I played Myst. That for a while.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I never got into that.
Yeah, I think if I would have been smoking dope then,
yeah, right.
I'm like, this game is awesome.
It was always too,
I've seen a couple other modern games that reminded me of that.
Hard for me. I can never figure out, what are you trying to tell me, game?
Yeah, right. What are you trying to tell me, book?
Yeah. The fuck? Like, what is this?
Now there are constellations and shit, and I think I saw something like that over there, but I wasn't paying attention. I gotta go fucking all the way back over there.
And there's a, it's a long way over there. I'm turning this Acer Aspire off.
Yep. Yep.
God
damn right. Compact Presario, motherfucker.
Do we have anything we need to promote
before
we get out
of here?
We
just marked ourselves out as the biggest nerds in podcast history because we've talked about zombies and video games.
I like it.
Jesus Christ, we did do that all podcast.
All podcasts, zombies and video games. And tentacles.
I like it. I like it.
Things that creep on out.
Oh, God. We didn't do a song this episode.
That's probably for the best.
Come on.
Yet.
Nerdy podcast.
It's a dubstep song now.
Let's make it dubstep-y.
It's
I just want everybody at home to know that that was not anybody having a seizure.
Just,
everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Well, Owen's always having a little bit of a seizure.
What was, you know what? I was yay.
Hey.
This motherfucker's got jokes.
Hey.
I was proud of this podcast until that moment right there.
Oh, well.
And Owen is the human theremin. Just.
I like that though. We could do a lot of more. We should do a lot more human theremin.
We should probably
podcast.
Not do a lot more human theremin.
I think that's going to be a new segment.
It's going to be a whole hour.
A whole hour. We should just do a new show of just
the human theremin.
The human theremin is a character.
The human theremin. I have to draw the line.
We're not done with you yet. We haven't broke your spirit quite enough. I didn't even call you fat tonight.
You can't hurt my feelings, Owen.
All right, fatty.
Aren't you from Detroit? Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I think he's...
I hate you.
How much did you weigh in Detroit?
My name is
Doug. If you don't have the rap ready, don't tease it. That's what I take solace in, the fact that you're too fucking lazy. You will never write it.
Oh, no, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My palms are sweaty. I'm way too heavy. Got ketchup on my sweater already.
See, and the funny thing is you've had those three lines, right?
Yeah, but I'm working the song around those three lines, you see?
Yeah.
And when you finally see the final product.
The masterpiece.
That's when you'll understand, Duncan.
Okay.
Simple as that.
All right.
Simple as that.
I can't wait.
I know. The world can't wait.
The world can't wait. You mean Mark can't wait. He's the only one that gives a shit.
That's true. Do we have any shout outs or any...
Not Mark. Are you fucking happy now?
Yeah, not Mark. Definitely. OhnoRadioShow.com. We need...
Slash not Mark. Dot go fuck yourself.
Delete until you get to the backsplash and then you're good and then hit enter. .com. No, you don't have to hit .com again because you already did that. And if that's at the end of the
You get it.
OhnoRadioShow.com. 321-332-0186. The next time we are live, maybe you should just write it down. Put it in your phone book. Do something with it. Add it to your Skype.
Maybe you should not be a fuckhead.
You know, maybe you should not be a Skype.
Call us and tell us how you don't want to be a fuckhead. Yeah.
Dicks.
Don't be a fuckhead. Call us on Skype. That's at the, OhnoRadioShow.com.
Right. You can also find us on Facebook. Fuckbook. Fuck Facebook.
It'd be nice to have more Facebook friends, too, though.
Yeah, nobody likes
promote
us.
It. You know, I know. We're not going to need to get back on MySpace. What are the other ways we can do
MySpace?
That?
Does that even still exist?
I think it does.
It's coming back.
I mean, FaceSpace. Facebook isn't going to be around much longer.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let's all switch back. Let's just all
go to MySpace.
Collectively switch
you
back to
know,
MySpace.
Like,
and
one in every five internet page views is on Facebook.
I believe that.
So I don't think they're going anywhere. Whether or not they bankrupt themselves.
I was going to say that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen in the process. But hey, we're not a political show.
And I'm not
part
of
Facebook. We just report the news.
I'm not part of Facebook. Just take away that fucking timeline.
Yeah, that ain't going anywhere.
Why does everybody hate on the timeline?
See, I really don't hate it that much.
We could get involved in this right now because I want to know.
I just think it's annoying and it makes my fucking it makes it take forever to load.
But how often do you just look at your own shit? Do you like look up?
Oh no, but it changed the entire way that I view my news feed now.
Oh, you mean on your phone?
Yeah.
The way that that's going.
Yeah.
That's not timeline. I just think that's. I don't know.
Apps. That's the.
That's the way
they've
changed
the app
their
did.
App.
I haven't even updated.
Yeah,
the
that's the way
app.
They've. That's not the timeline though. It's,
you know, it's funny.
Thing.
I still don't think I have timeline because I looked at my profile from my computer
well,
today.
It's going to change you over eventually.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. I'm going to resist until the last minute. I said no. And every time I go to like this new app, they're like, "Yeah, come to this new app." Oh, but it's going to upgrade you to timeline.
Exactly.
And then I say, "Oh, suck my cock," because I don't want timeline.
It's not a big deal. Just
I just don't care.
You don't have to do anything. It just changes the
Hey,
form.
Duncan. You have the choice between two songs. Motorhead, The Game, or Motorhead, One More Fucking Time.
Let's go with option number dose. Just because Triple H is not on our show.
Well, I think you always go with any song that has a bit more fucking involved,
true.
Right?
True story.
I missed that.
That's good.
No.
That's a solid internet connection right there.
That is. Fucking Bright House.
You know, now I'm going to change the song because that song has angered me. And the spirit of my show.
The spirit of your show because it's fucking dead right now.
Yep. Like you.
Time to play the game.
All right, everybody.
And this song's better anyway.
Time to play
wrong
the
choice,
game.
Asshole.
Suck my dick on.
Ty's gonna get to that
dude,
later.
I will powerbomb you through your desk.
No, you won't.
I would.
No, you won't.
I would.
No, you won't.
Do it.
I'm gonna clothesline you over every couch in this room.
I will choke slam you.
Yeah. Pile drivers are going to you right now.
Who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me. I am control, no way you can shake me. I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me. I am the pain,
oh
and
my
I
God.
Know you can't take me.
And by the way, we just started talking about wrestling, so now that's it. We're never getting laid again.
I figure we'd wrap up Nerdcast.
With a nerd song
exactly.
For other nerds.
Thank you. Guys, it's been great. It's been the nerdiest show ever.
Quite possibly. Definitely the nerdiest in this podcast history.
We might do another one soon.
Plus nerdy, maybe.
Ty, you have anything else?
I got nothing.
All right.
You can be loud. Everybody can be loud before the end of the show.
I don't think we need to. I love you all. Now lick my balls. Suck it.
Time to play the game. It's all about the the game. And how you play it, it's all about control. And if you can take it, it's all about your debt. And if you can pay it, it's all about the pain. Who's gonna make it? I am the game. You don't wanna play me. I am control. There's no way you can shake me. I am your debt, and you know you can't pay me. I am your pain, and I know you can't take me. Play the game, you're gonna be the same. You're gonna change your name, you're gonna die in flames.